You know, you never want to finish a match like that. You know, it's tough to, you know, just see someone cramp. You have one little bit inside of you, kind of like a relief that you win the match, but then going back again to not finishing like that is it's unfortunate, but you know, I'll take it. And you know, I try to do it, giving him the most respect I possibly can. So, yeah.
You guys played in the U.S. Open Junior final, right?
Yeah, we played U.S. Open Juniors, and I think he beat me 4 times in a row within like 3 months. So he had my number until today, which was kind of a little relief for me.
Since U.S. Open qualifying, what have you been up to?
I'm trying to think. I've been playing a lot of challengers. I think I just played like 6 or 7 challengers, and I did pretty well in most of them. In October, I sprained my ankle. That kind of affected me for maybe a couple weeks. And then I finished off the year in Charlottesville, made semis, my first challenger. And then I finished last tournament, so I was just kind of burnt out.
Yeah. Played a lot of tennis last year.
Yeah, I played, I think, maybe like 25, 30 tournaments, and I was just a little burned out. Didn't have like too much rest in my schedule. You know, it was kind of just an experience year, and maybe looking to put a couple of weeks this year to regroup and stay in shape the whole entire year.
First half of the year, maybe mostly playing challengers again, you think?
I'm probably going to play in the States a lot of the ATPs and then mix in some challengers because the second half of the year is mainly challengers unless you're top 50 in the world, which is obviously a goal of mine, but not going to be that easy. So we'll see.
Is it hard to play in front of a crowd that's obviously pulling for the other guy?
Yeah, it is pretty tough. last year I was kind of being, you know, mentally weak with that and letting it get to me. But I told myself this time, you know, last year I actually had problems with a couple of the people in the crowd with just hearing their voice over everyone else, and it really pissed me off, which, you know, it's all my fault. And this year, you know, I heard the same people, but it really didn't bother me. I was just told myself, go out there and compete. Eventually you'll get your chance. You know, if you get your chance and you do well on it, it's great. If I don't, then it's not too good for me. But, you know, it really didn't faze me at all.
So you're okay with being the most northern guy left in the tournament?
Yeah. Yeah, I like being from the north. I'm proud from where I'm from. So, yeah.
But he wants to move out to
LA. Appreciate
it. All right. Good luck.
Thank you.